All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boobs.
How's it going?
It's been a minute. I feel like it's been a minute, even though it's only been a week. It's going
it's
well.
It's only been 1 week.
Yeah.
The but time it's a flies little bit, when you're having fun.
A little bit over a week because yeah. We're here on a Tuesday today.
We are.
So, then we are. We have a lot coming going on this week, y'all.
We do.
We're launching our merch
collection.
That's been a long time in the making, but it's here and it's coming on Friday, and we're so proud of it.
We are. We think you guys are going to love it too.
Yeah. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. We've been putting little sneak peek and behind the scenes
of what's coming.
Footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So turn on your notifications.
Oh, shit.
It's dropping on Friday.
The turning on of notifications.
I mean, if you want it.
Yeah.
Turn on your notifications so you make sure you don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Patreon, you're going to get a discount code. So look out for that.
It's all exciting.
It is.
So how's your weekend?
My weekend was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget what happens on the weekend? Saturday. Okay, this is what I had to do.
Right, Saturday. You gotta get serious when it's time to break the shit down. Okay, so on Friday.
Saturday morning, I don't think I did much of anything because it's not coming to me. But Saturday morning, went downtown to get some like things for an event that I'm doing in a couple of weeks. Saturday during the daytime, I was hanging out in Beverly Hills looking at homes.
Mm-hmm, come on. The manifester.
Saturday night, went to dinner with Kayla, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Yeah, what happened? Fuck, what happened on Sunday?
I have no idea.
You went out to breakfast?
Oh, I did. Sunday I went to breakfast with my friend. Mm-hmm. And then, just hung out. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing really happened this weekend. It was a chill weekend. That's why it's not coming to me, because not much happened. How was your weekend, though?
My weekend was cool. Saturday, I went to a pop-up event here in LA, No Free Coffee. Mm-hmm. And really, outside felt like it was open. Let me tell you something, baby girl.
It was Lady in the City.
York Boulevard was popping.
Where is that?
It was in Highland Park, near Highland Park Bowl.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right over there. So it was jumping. No Destiny's Child.
Okay? Was there music?
No, there was no music, but it was a lot of people. Okay. It was a lot of people. And then afterwards, Andres hosted everybody at the office, and then it was a real function. He was DJing. Mm-hmm. And it got a little sticky icky. And if you want that story, I'll be sharing it over on Patreon this month. Because y'all,
check in. Yeah.
It got crazy.
Situation happened that we need to unpack.
Yeah, unpack. It was really. And then on Sunday, we went to Joyce's listening party, album mm-hmm. listening party, which her album is coming out on Friday. So that was nice, relaxing, good little old time, nice recovery from Saturday night. and now here we are. We've been working on,
the merch, on go mode. On yeah,
on go mode. There's so many things we're excited about. So
we are.
Yeah, we're here. Patreon.
Before we get to Patreon.
Oh, wait. Ooh,
ratings and reviews.
That's important. All of this
we're excited about the ratings and reviews that have been pouring in. Let's keep them coming.
The love.
Let's
it flow.
Keep them coming. Again, we will continue to reinforce the importance of the ratings and the reviews, because they really help this show grow.
I think the new goal should be like 2,000 ratings and reviews.
2,000. So we're like 10 away from 1,600. That means we need 490.
That's nothing. 500. We got like 1,000 reviews in a year.
What's a goon to a goblin?
Dead. Shut the hell up. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do 2,000 reviews by the end of the year.
2,000 by the end. I mean, come on. So we have
do
a new
math.
Goal. I'll do it later.
Oh my God.
Can you? The fuck? Come on. So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from It's Marvelous. She says, ever since I was put on this podcast, I have learned so much. It came into my life in divine timing when I needed it the most but least expected it. On days where I'm feeling down and low, listening to the podcast helps lift my spirits. This podcast is very distinctive and unique in comparison to many of the others that I have listened to. The Black Girl Bravado is engaging, entertaining, and incredibly informative. A wide range of topics are always covered with various guests. Both hosts show up in their authentic fullness and their personality shine through. Love all the tea and gems that I have found about from listening this podcast. Very encouraging and motivating. It is super fun listening to Brittany in Germany. So grateful for this podcast.
Thank you so much.
What it's a beautiful review.
Beautiful. So going forward, this is the new goal.
It was hard to pick.
Brittany really looked distraught. It was hard to pick.
It was hard.
Okay, so going forward, the new goal is 12 reviews a week.
Okay, come
that's
on,
we
can
need.
Do that.
12, that's easy. It's 12? Basically like between 45 and 48 reviews a month.
That's light work.
That's light work for some bad bitches, okay? We do this, y'all. So we're counting on you. Brittany, stop it. We're counting on you to come through with your 12 goddamn ratings and reviews every fucking week. Don't sleep.
Out of 60,000 listens a week, we should be able to get 12 reviews.
Okay, hold on. It ain't 60,000 a week.
Oh, that's a month. Let me slow the fuck down. Let me back it up and dump it.
We really in our bag.
Let me put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Exactly. Yeah, but 60,000 people listen to this podcast a month. I need 12 of y'all to show up and review and rate and review every week.
Yeah.
Shit. So Patreon. This is another thing we need you to show up. Wait, let me shut my lips, okay? My lips are sealed because this week, the girls showed the fuck up and they showed the fuck out. Okay, they showed the fuck out. So Patreon is our exclusive membership only community where we are really pouring in to our girls over there.
We're pouring out from ourselves.
And pouring in
and
to
pouring
you.
Into you.
Okay, the lean in and lean on.
Yes.
And we dropped some really great episode this past week. I had my boyfriend on the show. We talked about our relationship, vulnerability. We really took it there. I want to go there with you. What song is that? I don't know.
I don't
so
know.
So we had a really great
They'll
conversation. Pieces of that were teased on Instagram, and it reeled you, bitch. I almost said you bitches. It reeled you babies in. It reeled you in. So we want to thank everybody who has joined us at our new bestie tier.
The bestie tier is going to be fruitful.
The bestie tier is going to be lit.
Kicking off with deeper tea.
Deeper tea.
Deeper episodes. Also, we have exclusive merch, our Bravado signature mug.
Yes.
So if you're a patron at the bestie tier, you get the mug. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be available at that tier on Patreon, never for sale.
Never. So we want to shout out our besties. You know what? Also, thank you to all our homegirls who've been prescribed. This is your medication. Who've been subscribed to Patreon. We've been on our Patreon journey for almost 2 years.
Yes, we have.
It'll be 2 years in June or July. And some of y'all been there since day one. Day one holding it down. And we are so grateful.
We really, really are.
Love you so much. You've helped us in ways you don't even fucking know.
You don't.
In our pockets.
You've helped.
But so what we want to do is
shout out our patrons.
Yeah, and especially the ones, not especially, but the ones who've leveled up and have changed their membership and edited their pledges from $10 to $25. So you most are the of real our, gemstones.
No, seriously, because most of our besties, that's our new tier, have been from women, girlfriends, homegirls, soul sisters.
Yes.
Who have been here and find the value in Patreon and said, you know what, we're going to take it up a notch because I already know the girls are going to come through and I'm planting a seed.
Yes.
That is what you're doing every month. You're planting
good
soil. And then we water it and then we grow together. Period. So
let's do it. It's a lot, y'all.
Let's do the besties first.
Let's get it.
First off, these girls bang.
Period.
Okay, so we have Andriana.
Hey, Andriana, welcome.
Yende.
Hey, Yende.
Raven.
Raven was good.
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis.
Nicole. Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Alicia.
D.
Hey, D.
Joy.
Joy, welcome.
Shannon.
Shannon, girl, what's good?
Kristen.
Kristen's my girl.
Mine too.
Kristen shows up for everything. I love her.
Yes, yes.
What's up?
Lotus.
Hey, Lotus.
Unique.
Unique is also another.
Yes, another. She is. See, we know y'all. Y'all think we don't be knowing y'all. We really know y'all.
Especially when we're in our book club meetings. We see you. We know you.
We know you.
We're really.
When we say besties, it's not a flex.
Period.
Okay. Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Onyx.
Hey, Onyx.
Aisha.
Aisha was good.
And Patrice.
Hey, Patrice.
Okay, and then we have our other patrons, and a couple of these homegirls committed for the year.
And we love that shit.
That's faith.
Okay. Okay.
That is faith for sure. So we have Mimo Cat.
You better not be no, now let me tell y'all something real quick. We have gone back and blocked a motherfucker before when we thought they wasn't really who they said they were. So yeah. Mimo Cat. You really be better be the here with good intentions.
Mimo Cat. Mimo. Didn't do heavy investigation on Mimo Cat because that was a homegirl vibe. I'm like, you're not really getting all the tea.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
I said,
yeah,
you could be there.
Okay, Mimo. But once you upgrade
but
to
once you get to the soul sister and really the bestie, a thorough investigation will take place.
We're checking. We're on Pinterest. We are checking who the fuck you are.
We're checking.
But welcome, Mimo.
So we have Mimo. We have Victoria.
Hey, Victoria.
We have Sydney.
Hey, Sydney.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, welcome.
Marlene. Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Skiwi, Stacy. I think this is Soror, Stacy.
Okay. Hey, Soror.
Joined. Welcome.
Dairy Ashley.
Hey, Dairy Ashley.
Jasmine H.
Hi, Jasmine H.
Jory.
Hi, Jory.
Miata.
Miata. Welcome,
beautiful
girl.
Name, right?
Miata. Yeah. Miata.
And Halima.
Hi, Halima. That's another also a really pretty name. Welcome to the gang. This has been a fruitful week.
We ain't never had this, man.
This is wild.
You know what? Let's not let this be a fluke.
Pour in. Pour in. I think we're going to talk about that over on Patreon, just the shift that we're kind of feeling this month. I think that's really
that's
good.
That's good to talk about.
Yeah.
So come on over on Patreon. We have two live virtual events coming up exclusively on Patreon. We have our Books and Brunch event, which is our book club that's going to be a little elevated, where we're going to be discussing the book Attached.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a month or so, and we've spoken about it in the past.
Yes.
So just circling back and want to have an interactive event with you all.
So that's going to be on April 11th, the Books and Brunch. We'll have more details to come, but save that date. And then we have our Get Lifted 420 event.
Yes.
Herbal healing with a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Who's going to come and talk with us about
herbal healing.
That's going to be a live event as well. We have a special gift for our besties that we will be mailing to you. So, I mean, there's a lot of perks. There's a lot of things coming. You're going to see us live and in the flesh.
So the virtual flesh.
Yeah, virtual flesh.
The virtual flesh. So, yeah, thank y'all so much. We appreciate you.
Okay, so that's the Patreon tea.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hair for a little bit. Aussie Hair wants you to start off 2021 by embracing and understanding your unique hair type. To help do so, Aussie has just launched new moisture-packed products to help meet the unique hair needs for all hair types and textures. Whether you have straight locks, soft waves, twirls and curls, or popping coils, Aussie now has tailored options for any hair care routine. So it's time for me to take these braids down, and I really love using their silicone-free conditioner to help me with the detangling process because it's the ghetto without it.
My favorite products are from the new Miracle Coils collection. Four quality products with nourishing formulas that provide moisture and protect my hair and keep my locks moisturized throughout the day. I love these products for my 4C hair because not only are they conditioning, but they've made managing my locks so much easier. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all hair types and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at AussieHairUSA. Plus, they're easy to find and affordable. Wherever you shop, you can find Aussie products starting at $2.99. Boo Boo Babies. As you may all know, CBD has become very popular in the last couple of years. It's literally everywhere, and so many options makes it difficult to differentiate between what's good and what isn't. This is where Ned comes in. Ned is a wellness brand offering solutions to alternative prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs. They produce the highest quality full-spectrum CBD extracted from organically grown hemp plants, all sourced from an independent farm in Colorado. One of my favorite current products is the Mellow Magnesium Super Blend. Adding this powerful daily supplement to my tea has been a game changer. It helps to improve my mood, my brain function, and decreases my stress and anxiety. Ned also energetically infuses all of its products with binaural beats, positive affirmations, and happy vibes. It's the intentionality for me. If you want to check out Ned and try their CBD for yourself, we have a special offer for all the homegirls. Go to www.helloned.com/bravado or enter code bravado at checkout for 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order, plus free shipping. That's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order, plus free shipping. Thanks, Ned.
Now, let's get to the other tea.
Yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you.
And you kiki with we.
So this week in tea, did you watch the Grammys?
Snigget. All this of a snip, snip.
Snigget. Well, did you watch it? Yes or no?
Snigget is like snippets. Snippets and tidbits. Not really. Not. I didn't get too much into it. No.
I forgot that.
I seen the highlights.
Oh, I see the highlights. Shout out to Megan.
Yeah, Megan did her thing.
For taking home three. She looks beautiful. She be moving that ass.
If it's one thing she's going to do is move that ass. Yeah.
She's going to move that ass. Beyonce looks beautiful. She now holds the most Grammys.
Yeah, for a female singer, male
iconic.
Or female. 28. And you know the bitch ain't done. She's going to round out this career with about 40 Grammys.
She just went vegan again. Somebody said save your tickets because Beyonce's going getting into tour. Performance mode. You know when she go vegan. I said, let me gather my shit because if we back outside with Queen B, then we're back outside with Queen
the
B.
The bitch probably about to drop a fucking pandemic album. Like some shit that she's just been.
We was quarantined with these motherfucking masks. My black kings and queens.
Yeah, that's it right there. She said she wants her music to reflect the times. She has to have something coming out.
Blue Ivy won a Grammy.
Blue did. She said, I want to thank my baby.
My baby's at home. Mommy is proud of you.
Yeah, she said, I love being all your mommies. B, get down. I wish she was my mommy.
I wish she was mine.
I love mine too.
You stand supreme. But there's something about Beyonce that I would like.
I would take her as a mommy. I'd be like, hey, mommy.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Grammys looked good. Okay, so did you watch, like, what exactly did Janae do?
She did something like with the pre. She was Trevor Noah was the main host.
Okay.
Janae hosted something else, but, you know, she wrote a beautiful caption about how. Did you read it?
I read it.
That was beautiful. Come on.
It was beautiful. And I said, overcome, queen.
Yeah.
Overcome. I mean, I think everybody has a general, like, consensus that we love the songstress flower child vibes, but we just don't want Janae as a host.
I think she did good, though.
I hope. I didn't watch it, but she just gives that, like, boring.
Because she's fucking nervous. I know,
struggling.
So let's just...
I know, I'm just saying. I just was wondering if you actually watched it.
I didn't watch any of it.
Okay.
I forgot the shit was on, but she looked beautiful.
She did.
Who else killed? I forgot. I didn't see. Cardi B's glam team always snatches.
She's on point. She's on point.
They always snatch her together.
I feel like, can we like watch it? Like, is it on demand or some shit?
It might be. It should be on demand. Lil Baby, they had a nice performance that seemed groundbreaking.
Moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Riveting. I think it was giving riveting.
Yeah, I said, okay, Lil Baby.
Her looked really pretty.
She always.
She bodies it in a very like classy, graceful way, low key.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it too. Big Sean looks fine as fuck, but what else is new?
Yeah.
You just love
that little chocolate
drop. One thing that man can do is look fine as fuck, and I will always acknowledge.
Did.
But yeah, the Grammys seemed cool. Also over Grammy weekends, a little cut up occurred. With Kirk Franklin, he done cussed his son Smooth the fuck out.
You know what, though?
What?
I'm here for a cursing saint. I actually am.
Oh, I wasn't mad.
I don't know why people feel like, because he's, I mean, I get it. You know, you don't want to use that type of language, the devil's language or whatever.
I think it was the verbal abuse.
You know, and that's very sad that black folks be like,
that's normalized. Like,
he just talking to his son.
It's normalized.
Yeah.
It's normalized. Let me tell you something. I always find the funny. I know underlying that there is some verbal abuse that does need to be addressed, but right now we're going to focus on the humor. When he said, "Yo, bitch, I ass," I lost it. I said, "Kurt."
It's when he said, "Yo, broke ass." I'm like,
he
okay.
He said, "Yo, po ass."
Parents always like, "Nigga, you know I ain't got no money."
You got the money, you and I've been estranged. Yeah. So make me umpo.
But then he apologized.
Make me over.
Brittany.
He needed to apologize to the son, though. You apologizing to
the community.
Apologize to the son. I mean, they have a tumultuous relationship that obviously there's some healing that needs to occur.
He said he gonna fuck him up. What he
said? He said, "Don't you ever, boy, I would break your fucking neck."
I'm like, Lord, he probably had to step back into his Christian way after that.
My friend, he said,
ask for healing.
My friend, he said, you know, the funniest thing about this Kirk Franklin thing is like how you in character cussing. How you sound like you preaching, cursing.
Girl, Ply said that wasn't him. That was me on the phone. I'm like, okay, take the L for him. Ply said that was me.
But you know what? Funny. I knew Kirk Franklin was cursing.
Come on. And I hate that we put those kind of labels and stigmas on people. Like, damn, he curses so fucking what?
I knew he was cursing.
Because guess who's still inside of me and I be cursing? The Lord. Okay? I don't give a goddamn. Let's keep it pushing.
So somebody was like, we are not canceling Kirk Franklin, and that's on Silver and Gold and on Melodies from Heaven.
Period. Okay? Period.
But yeah, the son is obviously hurt, so hopefully some healing comes.
Some family counseling and some therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy for everybody involved.
And
prayers.
Prayers for the black community, because the curse outs are a thing.
You know.
They're a thing.
They are.
What else? I don't know if there's really much more tea.
I think that's good, because we've kind of...
That's it. Stimuluses are hitting accounts.
I'm looking for mine.
I don't know.
I just want a few dollars. Like,
I don't even know if I'm going to get anything, because, you know, I didn't even get the last fucking stimulus.
It's going to be on your taxes. Yeah. That's when they gave Andres his. He's like, I'm waiting on my little stimulus.
I need to file.
I said, damn, we ain't getting no extension this year. We're still in the pandemic.
Barely.
I want it extended.
Once they rolled out the vaccines, they said
restoration. I just need a little bit more relief, Lord. I need a little bit more relief. I need a little bit more. So prayers, especially with these student loans. Prayers.
Yeah.
That needs to be an extendo clip. Take that until January 1.
Wipe them away, Lord.
Yeah, take them.
Take them with you.
Yeah.
Take them from your children.
Take them. Relieve your daughters.
Yes. I used to think my skin goals were unattainable. Over the past few years, my skin has been very problematic and acne prone. I've gone to the dermatologist, tried several products, read all the Reddit threads, and I drove myself to frustration. Thankfully, I found Curology. Whether you're trying to take control of acne or if acne is no longer your top concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. Right now, I'm tackling these dark spots. To get your treatment plan, start by answering questions online about your skin and send it in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. I love the process of getting my treatment plan set up. The questions were very specific to ensure my direct needs were addressed. Then, Curology sets you up with a personalized treatment plan and ships your custom formula right to your door. My formula contains clindamycin, azelaic acid, and zinc pyrithione to address acne, dark spots, and skin texture. I love that it was formulated just for me, and I'm looking forward to seeing more improvements in my skin. Take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/bravado for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/bravado to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Okay, so last week's episode, we had a really candid little kiki. We read a little Reddit letter, a little joke. If you just need a little lighthearted episode, make sure you tap in there. But today, baby, we're getting back into it. We're kicking off our new series, our Heal Thyself series. Yes. And first up is Trauma Bonds.
So this is going to be an informative series.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a lot of unpacking and healing. And like Germany said, we're starting with trauma bonding in relationships. So in psychology, our fave, it's our fave. What can we say?
Yeah.
Bonding refers to the positive sense of connection and attachment that grows between people when they spend a lot of time together. So, you know, it's like we're bonded, school, neighbors, family,
friendship.
Yeah. Friendships.
Yeah.
So you might notice feelings of bonding after going through something both really good or really difficult with a significant other or a friend. It makes you feel closer to them and loyal.
Period. It's more the loyalty. Loyalty. Brittany and I actually had a bond, have a bond in many sorts of the ways.
Yes.
You know, I mean, especially like the tough times. That's how our relationship was forged. We've said
our relationship was formed with an underlying
struggle.
Yeah, but it was also sisterhood. It was twofold.
It was sisterhood.
It was twofold.
I'm never going to say it's not sisterhood. It was twofold. I'm leaving
it's
the sisterhood.
It's just that we were pledging, which can be traumatic for some, depending on.
But not for us. We're resilient. Yeah. Mate.
depending on, you know, how you come through.
We're resilient.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But so, now we have a healthy bond.
The bond is healthy. The bond healthy is healthy now. And thriving. So trauma bonding specifically refers to the state of being emotionally attached to an abuser, right? This isn't a kind friend or a family member, someone who's being positive in your life. This is a motherfucker who's tearing you down.
Yeah.
So it's a negative form of bonding, as it keeps you loyal to a destructive situation. The abuser usually uses cycles of abuse and then some form of reward to keep you trapped in trapped psychologically and emotionally. So it's very cyclical here. It's what we're looking at.
Cycles. Going in circles. So as adults, the thing is, trauma bonding can be far more subtle and even more difficult to notice. It doesn't always have to be like, I'm being beat.
Yeah,
No.
And not negating that definitely form of abuse, that's real, but that's just not what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, it's not always as glaring, because it can be easy for you to be like, I ain't never been in a trauma bond. I don't have a quote unquote abuser.
Right.
But you can be in a relationship where you're constantly criticized verbally, or you're frequently let down or manipulated, cheating.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
the betrayal. Being betrayed. Frequently being betrayed. That's what it's just.
Frequent betrayal.
When you're frequently being betrayed.
You're frequently being betrayed. But sometimes our partner is so wonderful, quote, wonderful.
Yeah.
That we stick it out. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And when we try to leave, we can't. Every time I try to leave, something
keeps pulling me back to this nigga's trauma bond. To my trauma bond.
So the best way to explain.
Oh, and it's not funny. Like, never. No. Hold on.
They know that.
I know, but I feel like we, like, oftentimes have to send out a fucking bird call reminder that if you're new here.
Yeah, you're very right.
We use laughter and lightheartedness and joy to talk about real conversations.
To introduce topics that can be real and sometimes touchy.
We find healing in that way.
Exactly.
So hope if that's your way, then stay. If it's not, then hit the dough.
Yes.
But it's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Black. What can we say? We're black.
We're black. So the best way to explain a trauma bond is a lot of bad happening in the relationship with spurts of good. So this happens all the time. And you know what? It happens a lot with narcissists.
Ooh.
They really know how to reel people in and do the love bombing, which is just like bombarding you with this affection, consideration, love, gifts, time.
Yeah.
And to reel you in.
Take it back.
And then next thing you know, you're flipped over, slapped on the ass and wondering what the hell happened.
Yeah.
You know, why am I feeling like this? But you keep putting on because you remember the good. You remember the time.
Yeah. And, you know, not all trauma bonds look the same. Because not every relationship is the same. So if we're keeping that in mind, it's necessary to remember that there'll always be at least these two main characteristics in all trauma bonds.
So what are those?
The two characteristics are, it's going to have a cyclical nature, like we mentioned earlier, a cycle of good, bad, ups, downs. So trauma bonds exist when there's intermittent reinforcement. It's usually, generally speaking, easier to leave a situation that's 100% bad 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all know that. Like, this shit is trash. I'm up out of this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, right? And 100% bad 100% of the time looks like the abuser never displaying any kindness or concern for your well-being. And if there was never hope of the abuser eventually changing, then you wouldn't be staying. You know, that's the thing with abuse and trauma bonds. We have the hope. The silver lining that, okay, it's going to get better one day.
Mm-hmm.
We cling really strongly to that. But in abusive relationships, the abuser is occasionally kind, right? They might treat you nicely. They might do things you like. They might shower you with gifts, take you out. You know, this is my little thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel good about yourself. Encourage you when you're feeling down. They might even call you their goddamn soulmate or that's my person.
Yeah.
You're my person. You're my soulmate. Why would you leave?
Exactly.
Don't do me like that. We're supposed to be together.
You know, I can't live without you.
The living without. And these gestures can be confusing. They can be disarming. This takes us off our square.
Mm-hmm.
It knocks us off. You know, when we feel that little like gut feeling, like my intuition, like this ain't right. And then a nigga comes stroking you in that way. Not that way too.
Both ways.
Right, he gets the stroking you.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
You know, you feel like, oh, my guard is let down. Maybe he's right, you know? And these signs that I just mentioned look like permanent signs of change.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh.
It's like, you know what? I know there was hope.
I know that there
I
was hope.
I knew that there was hope, but then they go right back.
And you know what else did I think about when you're in these LTRs?
What?
And you're clinging to the fact that you don't want nobody to get your little piece of
growth. Oh, yeah,
growth.
I for sure have clung to that because I'm like, well, there has been
some
improvement.
Yeah.
There has been some change, and if I let go now, I won't be able to see that fully realized.
Yeah. The seeds that I planted. You didn't plant them, girl.
It's their mindfuck. Yeah. They're weeds. Yeah. You didn't plant them.
Yeah.
So another characteristic that's present in trauma bonds is a power imbalance. Mm-hmm. So these bonds also rest on an underlying imbalance of power. In this dynamic, you might feel as if they control you to the point where you no longer know how to resist or break free.
There's also some gaslighting here.
Yeah, Stockholm syndrome.
This is very similar to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One in the same, baby.
Yeah, and there is some gaslighting because they lead you to believe that you motherfucking crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like there's self-doubt that creeps in, feeling like this is all there is for me.
The self-worth piece.
Self-worth piece. The worthiness. Because, again, it's a lot of mind tricks going on, and you're often dealing with a narcissist who knows how to manipulate situations so that they can get what they want, and they can be on top and make you feel like you don't have any power.
Mm-hmm. Come on, powerless.
And you know what? Awareness is the first step.
And you are powerful.
Imagine being equipped with the tools. Like, motherfucker, you can't pull this on me.
Every time you get to talking like that, you remind me of your mother.
I saw you.
Every time you get to.
I saw you at the door. I saw you at the door. Yeah. I saw you at the door.
Yeah.
And I stopped you at the door. And you didn't get to walk in and fuck me.
Stop, Brittany. Just keep going, dog.
So, Jesus. The thing is with these trauma bonds, though, that they can linger even when the abuse happened long ago.
Mm-hmm.
The OTR.
OTR is a long-term relationship.
Yeah, these long-term relationships, we always circle back to them because they are the perfect examples of a lot of trauma that happens.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes.
There's comfort there.
There's comfort.
There's the hope that things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the good. It's the cyclical nature all wrapped in one, yeah. Especially when you do the makeup to break up, the frequent making up and breaking up.
That's exactly what I thought of when we were doing our research on trauma bonds, because I'm like, the makeup to break up was definitely a norm for me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm done. Okay, me too.
Yeah.
The not talking and then coming back around, the you know I love you, the
you know
Jody.
I love you, right? Like, the you Jody. Know what the you know we were just
I hate that.
I was just playing with them girls. I was going to get right back.
Okay, don't get right back this time. Actually,
no,
just
we
go.
Do that. And then you have that little blissful stage of the good when you do the reignition.
Yes.
And then afterwards it goes back to see, this is why.
Yeah.
So because these trauma bonds linger, you might struggle to stop thinking about someone who hurt you. You might feel the urge to reach out again. So even if you do the complete breakup and some time has gone by, you're like, I got to get my old thing back.
Period. Exactly.
Yeah.
You might want to.
I'm out here alone.
Try again. Dust yourself off and try again. And if at first you don't succeed, yeah. With the trauma bond, just let it go. Go on to something else.
We come in and out that mud.
Girl.
back and forth. We come in and out that mud, man.
Back and forth.
Yes.
The muddy, the quicksand. It's quicksand, y'all, really, if you want to keep it to Virgil's. So let's talk about how trauma bonding happens.
Yes.
So traumatic experiences, they throw us into survival mode. So our primal fight, flight, or freeze response is often triggered. And in the trauma bonding state, it's the freeze response, y'all. It's the one that got us stuck, okay? The freeze tag. Stuck. Yeah. No movement.
Yeah, we're just frozen.
No movement.
That's really what you be, stuck.
Mm-hmm. So your body will be on a constant or intermittent cortisol high, which will make you feel disassociated, unable to think clearly. You know, you're really working off your survival instincts. This isn't logic. So you'll look for what's good in your abuser and gloss over the horror.
That makes a lot of sense because I've mentioned this somewhere, how I have been very sharp in other areas. And when it comes to relationships, I felt like I was just
off your square, dull.
Off my square.
Knife
because
ain't ready.
I wasn't able to use logic in that situation because I was in
survival mode. Bitch, like Mary. It just reminds me of a Mary J. Blige song.
I was in survival mode. And it felt like it was out of my control. You really got to fight.
Ready, put that fist down.
You really have to fight to pull yourself out of these types of situations because it can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So trauma bonding also happens in part because of the science of addiction. Mm-hmm. That's how deep this shit gets.
Right.
The brain is wired to repeat activities that cause a feeling of reward. So
we love that.
Don't be
we
so
love
hard
a positive
on yourself.
We love it. We love
it. Little mice.
Yes.
And when we are suffering horribly, because we often are when we're in this state, something small like a moment of kindness
And a kiss on the lips.
Little kiss or, babe, I was thinking of you.
Oh, yeah. A sweet text.
It can seem like such a big reward, you know?
They're doing a lot with a little.
Yes.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So hormones play a huge part in trauma bonding. And we can look at dopamine and oxytocin to help us better understand this concept. So dopamine's role in addiction is the same. It plays the same function. It has the same function, rather, in trauma bonding. So after an incident of abuse, the period of calm that often follows can ease our stress and fears.
So that's like when apologies are given, gifts or physical affection by the abusive person?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Those are the rewards that help reinforce the rush of relief and trigger that release of dopamine in us. It's like, oh.
It helps us calm down again.
Yeah.
It, you know, like it says, it eases our stress. It probably decreases our anxiety. It makes us feel comforted. It's like, I can relax in this space. So
that's what it does. That's
exactly.
Dopamine does.
Dopamine creates feelings of pleasure and it can strengthen our connection with our abuser. So you want the dopamine boost.
You want that boost.
You want the dopamine boost. So you continue to try to make them happy to earn their affection. Narcissist. You know, you getting that, you tapping in there, you're having a moment.
Yeah. So
a light bulb.
The victim.
The victim, because we are victims here.
Yeah, the victim is working overtime.
The victim is now the victor. Look at me.
Stop.
Look at me. I got the victory. Put my V up. But you know when you're in church, you throw your V up.
Yes, the victor is working overtime.
Yeah.
To please the abuser. So that the abuser, like, kind of like fiending.
Yeah.
Fiending for that hit of kindness that only is going to come in spurts no matter what the fuck you do.
Yeah.
Because that's the nature of this relationship.
It's the nature of the beast.
So when the abuser offers physical affection or intimacy, this also prompts the release of oxytocin, which is another feel-good hormone that can further strengthen bonds. Not only does the oxytocin promote connection and positive feelings, it can also ease fear.
Mm-hmm. Which is why physical abuse from physical affection, baby, the physical affection.
Kisses and hugs.
All of that, okay? Strokes and licks. From an abusive partner, it also might dim our stress and our emotional pain, making it easier to focus on the positive treatment. We're bonding in all of these ways. These chemicals are releasing in our bodies. And we're just like, not even thinking about the bad shit.
That's why, like, when people are like, you need to just get out of that situation. You need to just leave.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy because people aren't from the outside looking in, see the situation way differently from the people who are actually in the situation.
And they're actually not having a chemical release that's connecting them to the person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, it's like, it's easy for you to say because your oxytocin and your dopamine ain't going crazy, girl.
Exactly.
You know, and this, you know, this is why you can't be laid up with people either.
What you
giving
mean?
Them that kitty cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go, little kitty cat, okay?
But that's why they said that Stockholm Syndrome is a example of trauma bonding because when we were watching that Surviving R. Kelly, we saw this playing out.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking with them for sure, but he was also putting them up in nice homes, buying them brands and labels,
telling them
that he loved them.
That he was going to help them with their careers.
Separating them from their families.
Ugh, I don't even want to talk about that.
Just sad.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
It is.
Okay. So trauma bonding, what we want you to understand is that trauma bonding is not a simple thing because it can involve addiction and childhood trauma. And it's highly recommended that you seek support of a counselor or a therapist for professional guidance to really get you together if you feel like you're in a trauma bond.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to introduce the topic. We're not here to diagnose or tell you what to do. But just turning on the light bulb if you know somebody or if you yourself
are involved
in a trauma bond.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there before we start going into the signs. The signs of trauma bonding.
All right.
Okay, so here are some signs of trauma bonding. If the relationship is moving at an accelerated pace, I say this all the time, pump your motherfucking brakes.
One that you don't feel completely comfortable with. I would say the asterisk to that is that it's moving at an accelerated pace that you might not feel like completely comfortable with.
Okay.
You're a slow and steady kind of gal.
No, I am slow and steady. And I'm not saying you have to be as slow and steady as me. But still, some of the accelerated pace happens when you really don't be knowing people. So just generally speaking, if the relationship is moving at an accelerated pace, this can be a sign of potential trauma bonding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next, you feel very close, even though you haven't known each other very long. Now, this, my dear, I have experienced. So be weary of individuals who place razor focus attention on you, who rush emotional intimacy, or who create a false sense of deep familiarity. Pay close attention to how they speak about past relationships and take note of the other relational dynamics in their life.
That's very important.
Yeah, because I've known a nigga 4,000 years before, remember?
I remember.
But go on Patreon if you want that OT. That's old. That's old. That ain't no new
shit. 4,000 years.
4,000 years I felt like I knew.
And you know, some people, not saying this was your situation, but some motherfucking narcissists turned abusers will use that lingo and that talk.
Yes, to reel the women in because they know. The same way they know we want that birth time, they know we want to hear words like alignment. Manifested. Yeah, I manifested you, girl. We want to hear that.
And my antennas be up. I was telling our homegirl Leah today because she was saying that she ended up dating a Hotep and she wasn't happy about it. A Hotep tried to sneak up on me, but at the first, he sent the text, and the text happened to be sent at 1:43.
Lord.
That's what time I got the text.
I love you deeply and I don't even know you and I just want you to feel loved.
He said, I want you to look at the time of the text. I said, here we motherfucking go. Then the nigga came with the Grand Rising Queen. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not a vibe.
Yeah.
It's not a vibe. What you not about to do is trap me into trauma bonding.
You ain't gonna Grand Rising me to death.
You ain't gonna Grand Rising me into a trauma bond.
Dead.
So, like you said, be wary of individuals who...
Be weary.
Yes.
Other way.
Yes. Okay, so here's another sign of trauma bonding. If you find yourself making huge life changes for a relatively new relationship, things are kind of nonsensical. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, you don't fuck with your favorite cousin, and it don't make sense. You know, things, you just stay on your toes.
Or you're ready to move across the country, and you barely met this person. You're ready to up and relocate. You know, you're ready to really move in and take it there, and you barely have, you know, really gotten a vibe from them. Those are some pretty, like, life changes that you might want to wait to really feel the person out before you
might
just jump in the water.
And also, bounce these ideas off with someone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who may be able to give you some insight or help ground you, because when you're in this state of newness and bliss, some things might go over your head. So if you have a trusted person who can reel you in or just tell you.
And be objective.
Yeah.
Then, weigh in with them. And you briefly mentioned this, but this is the next sign. You put time and effort into the romantic relationship at the cost of friendships and family and other relationships. So you might not want to hang out with your favorite cousin, or you might be flaking on your homegirls because you want
to
lay up with your new nigga. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, somebody tried to get me like this, and I said, really? I am actually staying outside.
You know what?
Outside is where I belong.
He really was.
That would have been a trauma bond.
He
was trying to trauma bond me.
No, he really was slowly going to have you flipped up the fuck side down.
Upside down, he's turning me. I was going to be
turning you upside down.
He was. And I'm looking at this now with a clear bird's eye view. And I'm like, nigga, you were bonding me. You were trying to bond me just like an Avatar, you know, when they bond.
Yes, I know now.
Okay, trauma. That's what he was trying to do. I know it. Once he's calling me and asking me, can I leave to talk to
your
him?
Your engagement.
What? I was like, that is not what I'm not doing.
Yeah, that's very weird.
He was trying to trauma bond
me. It's very weird. And if you would have fell deep into that trap, I would have lost you.
You would have.
Then I would have had to beat his goddamn ass. Like, what are you doing coming over here breaking up a happy home?
He was trying to bond me. I know it. I'm telling y'all, this sounds familiar. And I'm glad I made it out. I'm a survivor. What?
What the fuck?
What?
That's why I stay one foot out, nigga. You thought you had me? I had another foot planted, motherfucker. You better lay low. Fuck around.
Every time we resurrect Queen Whitney.
Yeah, bless her.
You better lay low.
She left us more than the music.
She did. Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so back to business.
Blessed Whitney.
More signs of trauma bonding. If you have an extreme fear of leaving the relationship, this is a relationship that you know may not be the best for you. That's a sign.
That's a sign. That's it.
That's the tweet.
That's it. Next. You feel like they're the only one who can fulfill your needs and vice versa. Don't let them do that reverse psychology shit on you.
Oh, man, that's been done.
I don't feel like they're the only person who can meet my needs, but they get to telling me I'm the only person who can fulfill their needs. And yeah. I'm like, you actually will not do that to me.
Don't put that burden on me.
Don't. Like, there's somebody out there for you. Because trust me, there's somebody else out here for me.
Yeah, like you saying I'm the only one for you, but I can tell you, I can reassure you that you're not the only one
for me.
And you know what? When you feel like...
It's the other niggas for me.
It's liberating to feel like this isn't the only person who can do for what you what you need to be done.
Yeah.
Because you can walk away at the sign of red flags or maybe things that aren't necessarily in alignment for you. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel like, well, that's all I got to choose from. I got to take whatever comes with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, nah, we ain't doing that. We off that in 2021 and beyond.
And beyond.
Yes.
So what's up?
Lastly, there may be more, but this is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
You make excuses for behavior you know is wrong. So when you find yourself not even want to give the full story or covering or, you know, he ain't that bad. Well, girl, he does this or he's having a hard time or she's having a hard time or she is a great person when they doing some fuck shit.
You might want to reassess. You might be in a trauma bond. And maybe you aren't. We're just giving you some tea.
Yeah, maybe you're not. And even if you're not in a trauma bond, these are still some areas of concern.
Yes.
That, you know, can be looked into further for improvement.
Yeah, so now we just want to share some ways that you can stop trauma bonding.
Stop it.
Because that's really what we want to do. Stop the shit. And again, go seek help, professional help, because this don't take these, write them down and be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
If there's some deep-seated, rooted issues, get in there and work with a therapist.
For sure.
So, first tip is to implement the no contact method.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to commit to a complete break. This means no engagement with your former partner. Ignore those emails, y'all. Don't answer no texts, no Google numbers, no calls, any other
social
means.
Social media lurking.
Social media, any DMs, any other means of outreach after you part ways. Once you call it a dub, it's a dub. Try not to fall into the trap of hyper-focusing on the overwhelming charm and good times. Remember the toxic cycles that followed after and avoid the risk of falling back into old patterns. What I know personally for myself, it's always easy to remember the good times when you're out of the shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you focus on.
It's like the bad is evaporated.
Exactly. It's like, oh, my God, I remember when we did this and our families are good together. And it was so nice when we spent this holiday together, girl. But you got to think about the time y'all was knucking and bugging.
Yeah.
When he had you up at night.
Yeah.
Okay. When you had to go to your... When y'all seen the story last week, when you were going through the phone. Okay. When you were going through the phone.
Yeah.
Recall those times.
Keep that at the forefront. And, you know, it's a practice. That a lot of people recommend when you're doing the no contact is, although it sounds quote unquote negative, write down the bad things.
Write them down.
So that you can remember the times.
When
they had you fucked up.
Yeah.
The no contact is key because I can reassure you as long as you have contact, as long as you're lurking on that social media page.
Yeah.
As long as you're responding.
I love that method.
There's going to be some sort of ties there in the bond.
Yeah.
So... No contact is highly recommended.
It's the we can't be friends, Deborah Cox.
Yeah, I tried the friend thing and that got me further into a hole. I don't think I'm a friend person until probably years down the line after.
I don't even think I could be friends. I just want to be like, hey, it's good to
see
you.
Yeah, when I say friends, I don't mean we have to kiki regularly. I just mean it ain't no beef.
Oh, yeah, no beef. Never no beef, but it ain't a friendship.
No.
What else is good?
Also, we want to be present. So we're going to commit to living in the present moment and avoid dwelling on what our relationships could have been, that we could have been her.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. Instead, we're going to take note of how we're feeling in the moment and remind ourselves that healthy relationships do not leave you feeling devalued or trapped.
Period.
present is key.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the past, not in the future, but
right
present.
Here, right now.
Yes.
So next up, stop the secret self-blame, queen. Quiet the voice in your head that tells you you're too weak to leave, that this is what you deserve, and that this is the best you'll get. There's more for you.
There's more.
There's more for you. There's more for me. There's more for we.
Yeah.
You have to believe it. You deserve good things.
You deserve great things. You definitely deserve good things. And the lack of self-worth and belief in ourselves will definitely keep us in some shit that we do not deserve to be in.
Yeah. So write that affirmation down this week.
I deserve good things.
Period.
Yes. Okay, we're also going to be asking good questions.
Mm-hmm.
So questions can help shift our perspective and give us clarity. We're going to avoid the why questions, such as, why is this happening to me? What the hell? Da, da, da.
The what the hell?
Because these why questions like that, can leave us feeling depressed. So instead, we're going to ask questions like, how long ago did your partner start making promises? What has he or she done exactly to fulfill those promises? What is your ideal relationship? That's my fave.
Same.
How does this relationship differ? What changes do you want your partner to make? What proof do you have that they can make such changes?
Mm-hmm.
This is the real nitty gritty. You can't lie. You shouldn't lie when you're answering these questions. You know what the fuck going on.
Yeah. Yeah. These are good.
You
these
know
are
what's
good,
going
beloved.
On.
And you know, I would even say, write these questions down and use them for various aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
These are some goodies, you know? These are some goodies. I love them. Next, we're going to be pouring into ourselves. So it's easy to lose yourself to a trauma bond. Your entire life becomes the extreme highs and lows of a relationship. This is also the twin flame energy. That's what this reminds me of. Shift your focus on the goal that you may have put off or didn't have the time for in your relationship. This helps to remember who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Okay. We're coming back to self. That's
journeying
what we're
back, finding our way back.
Find your way back.
Yeah.
Make sure that this new focus has nothing to do with your partner. So whether this is a passion project, learning a new hobby, writing a book, use this to help you journey right on back.
Mm-hmm.
Put that Beyonce on.
Yes. Another option for you.
It's big, big world, but you got it, baby.
Dead.
That's what I want to say.
Another option is to join a support group.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel stuck in your relationship and like you can't escape, a support group can be the answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some soldiers to lean on.
Yeah.
A
some
gang.
Sister soldiers.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear from other people who are going through similar situations or who have overcome these types of toxic relationships, it can help you realize that you're not alone and that there is hope. We love a survival
That's
story.
What we're here for. This is our support group, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah.
This is it.
Because there are people who have gotten through trauma bonding. And they're on
ask
the other
me
side.
How I know.
Yeah. Ask us how we know.
Ask us how we know. Next and lastly for us today, seek treatment or therapy. So while a support group may be beneficial for some, if you're listening to this podcast and you love it, if your situation is more severe, you may need help removing yourself, pardon me, from this harmful relationship for good. So again, we just want to reiterate that it's really important. No laughter, no jokes, no bullshit, to seek help. Lean on a professional, lean on their guidance to help you navigate out of this very tough
mm-hmm.
situation. Because like we mentioned, trauma bonds are associated with addiction. They're associated with childhood trauma. And it's likely, and it, you know, maybe, I don't want to say likely, there's something deeper there. And if that's your situation, then definitely reach out and touch a therapist.
Yeah, and let them guide you.
Yeah.
To your healing, because you deserve it.
If it's one thing you deserve, it's your healing.
Yes.
Period. So.
So. Hopefully this episode provided you with some valuable information,
Share
insight,
it.
Tools for your toolkit. Please share it if
yes.
you're feeling it with the homegirl on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. We love to talk about it further.
We do.
And
we
yeah,
love to hear what you think.
I think we're going to leave this right here.
It's here for you.
It's right here for you. And we will chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you.